Wilson County Voter Guide. Kevin Travis Raper, Republican. Background: Kevin Raper is a 2019 graduate of the Coastal Plain Law Enforcement Training Center at Wilson Community College and is currently a full-time officer at the Whitaker's Police Department. He is a Wilson County native and owns Aggressive Towing and Recovery. Describe your top two or three priorities. School safety is paramount. School resource officers are pivotal to its success. Also, to address the rise in drug activity, the sheriff's office needs to be a part of the Tar River Regional Drug Task Force, and we need to have an active interdiction team. How would you enhance community accountability? For example, through prompt release of arrest videos? Raper says open dialogue and communication are key. He would appoint an advisory committee to learn about the needs of the citizens of Wake County. Through active listening from an advisory committee, we can establish policies and procedures to ensure all needs are met. Website: Kevin Traper for WCSO. I'll spell that for you. So it's facebook.com/KEVINTRAPERFORWCSO. Calvin L. Woodard, Democrat. Background: law enforcement officer for 29.5 years, including SBI agent, deputy sheriff, and sheriff. MA, public administration. BA, CJ, behavioral science. AAS, CJ, protective sciences. Homeland Security, certified. FBI Command College, adjunct professor, PT/ethics instructor. Describe your top two or three priorities. Continue to lead the sheriff's office toward advanced technology and training. Continue the war on drugs and illegal distribution in Wilson County, as well as assist victims. Utilize resources and personnel as we interact with our community to sustain collaboration, love, and support. How would you enhance community accountability? For example, through prompt release of arrest videos? The sheriff's office has always been transparent with video when requested through the proper legal process. In incidents investigated by an outside agency, I would support and encourage any release that would not hinder the current investigation. Website: facebook.com/CW4WC Sheriff. That's CW, the number 4, WC, SHERIFF. U.S. Senate, vote for 1. Sherry Beasley, Democrat. Background: I've served our state for nearly 30 years as a public defender, judge, and Chief Justice of the North Carolina Supreme Court, where I've worked to uphold the Constitution, protect our rights, and keep communities safe, no matter the politics. Please describe your top two or three priorities. North Carolina's next senator must fight to lower costs for our communities, provide access to good-paying jobs, and grow our economy, from capping the cost of insulin to $35 a month, growing manufacturing and industry jobs across our state, to ensuring access to affordable child care. Describe how you would address one specific issue: price increases / inflation. There's no doubt we need to lower costs. I would hold corporations like Big Oil accountable for flagrantly price gouging and putting their shareholders above the interests of working North Carolinians. We also must continue to grow a Made in America economy, so events abroad don't raise prices here. Website, SherryBeasley.com. That's SherryBeasley.com. Shannon W. Bray, Libertarian. Background, I am an anti-war combat veteran and an expert in the technology sector. I have worked for various departments of the federal government, including deployments to Afghanistan. I have a master's in cybersecurity and am a huge advocate for blockchain. Please describe your top two or three priorities. Veterans Affairs, cybersecurity, personal liberty. Describe how you would address one specific issue, gun regulation. I am opposed to any gun laws. Under the U.S. Constitution, the people have the right to arm themselves against anything that may attack their home. There are no conditions to the Constitution. Website, shannonbray.us. shannonbray.us. Ted Budd, Republican. Ted Budd did not respond to our survey. Matthew Ho, Green. Background. Disabled Marine Corps combat veteran. Please describe your top two or three priorities. My priority is North Carolina's working families. This means health care through Medicare for all, education available without costs at all levels, affordable housing, debt cancellation, and paying workers fair and just wages that are adjusted annually for inflation. We must end the war on drugs. Describe how you would address one specific issue, price increases / inflation. Adjust the minimum wage to reflect inflation and update it every year. Provide health care and education to all, and forgive medical and student debt to cut household costs. Begin a Green New Deal to end fossil fuel dependence, provide clean, renewable energy, and create millions of high-paying jobs. Website, MatthewHoforSenate.org. MatthewHoforSenate.org. U.S. House of Representatives, District 1. Don Davis, Democrat. Background. An Eastern North Carolina native who went from tobacco fields to graduating from the Air Force Academy and working Air Force One operations. Served as an ECU assistant professor and the mayor of Snow Hill. Now a six-term state senator and Presbyterian minister. Please describe your top two or three priorities. As a champion for Eastern North Carolina, Senator Davis delivered on a new ECU Brody School of Medicine, $1 billion in broadband, and a veteran tax exemption. In Congress, priority will be fighting for health care access, a stronger economy, and needed resources to low-performing schools in distressed areas. Describe how you would address one specific issue, price increase / inflation. The East experienced economic stress before high prices at the pump and grocery store. Too many are leaving East North Carolina for opportunities elsewhere. We must get our fair share in D.C. Health access, broadband, and workforce development are essential for good-paying, sustainable American jobs and products. Website, votedondavis.com. VOTEDONDAVIS.com. Sandy Smith, Republican. Candidate did not respond to our survey. Electing County Leaders. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. said the arc of history bends toward justice, but it can be a jagged journey. Don't be too idealistic about what one politician can achieve, because that may lead you to become cynical about politics. Democracy is messy, with many voices and demands in the mix. Persistence and organizing with others will pay off. A small number of votes can swing a local election. District Attorney. The DA can influence public safety and equal justice by the choice of cases to prosecute, bail bond policies, use of plea deals, and emphasis on dispute mediation and alternatives to incarceration. The candidates are: for District Attorney, Robert Evans, Democrat, versus Jeffrey Marsigli, Republican. County Commissioners. Wilson County voters will elect all 7 members on the Board of County Commissioners. The board sets the annual budget for schools, elections, sheriff's department, and other agencies, and it oversees zoning, affordable housing, transit options, and other vital services. Vote for who should represent your district. To find your district, see ncvoter.org/DISTR. The candidates are: District 1, Leslie T. Atkinson, Democrat, versus Mark Letchworth, unaffiliated. District 2, Sherry L. Lucas, Democrat, unopposed. District 3, Joanne Daniels, Democrat, unopposed. District 4, Roger Lucas, Republican, unopposed. District 5, Rob Boyette, Democrat, unopposed. District 6, Chris Hill, Republican, versus Darnell Lee Thomas, Democrat. District 7, Bill Blackman, Republican, unopposed. Board of Education. 4 of the 7 school board members will be elected in 2022. The board hires the superintendent and oversees finances, pupil placement, school policies, and curriculum choices. The election is nonpartisan. Voters choose the candidates to represent their district. Candidates are: District 1, Jean Cuddington versus Deborah Powell. District 3, Georgina Barbosa versus Christine L. Fitch. District 5, Beverly Page Boyette, unopposed. District 7, Ryan Breen, unopposed. North Carolina General Assembly. Wilson County voters will send 2 legislators to the General Assembly in Raleigh to debate and adopt laws and a state budget affecting jobs, health care, schools, taxes, discrimination, roads, voting, pollution, abortion, guns, and more. It's crucial for you to pick your state legislators. Your choices are: NC House candidates, Linda Cooper Suggs, Democrat, versus Ken Fontenot, Republican. NC Senate candidate, Milton F. Toby Fitch, Democrat, versus Buck Newton, Republican. Learn about the candidates on your ballot at ncvoterguide.org or vote411.org. And that's the numbers, 411. Where to vote early? October 20th to November 5th. Voters in Wilson County may use any of the three early voting sites listed below. The sites are open weekdays, October 20th through November 4th, 8 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Saturdays, October 22nd and November 5th, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. and Sunday, October 30th, 1 to 5 p.m. Wilson County Board of Elections, 112 Douglas Street, East, Wilson. Wilson County Office Building, 2201 Miller Road South, Wilson. Wilson Rescue Squad Building, 1902 Tarboro Street West, Wilson. NC Supreme Court, Seat 3, Vote for 1, Richard Dietz, Republican. Background, I was the first in my family to attend college. I graduated first in my class from Wake Forest Law School and have an MA from Duke. I'm a board-certified specialist in appeals. I have been a Court of Appeals judge since 2014. Personal statement. My campaign theme is leadership for our courts. I have the character and temperament to reject politics and be a consensus builder. I am also always working to improve our justice system. I will bring this leadership to the open seat on our Supreme Court. Website, judgedietz.com. JUDGEDIETZ.com. Lucy Inman, Democrat. Background, North Carolina Court of Appeals Judge, 2015 to present. North Carolina Superior Court Judge, 2010 to 2014. Attorney, 1992 to 2010. Law Clerk to North Carolina Chief Justice James Exum, 1990 to 1992. Personal statement. I am running to protect the integrity of our justice system, preserve the rule of law, and defend our North Carolina and U.S. constitutions. Serving in our trial and appellate courts for a dozen years has prepared me to fairly decide the most hard-fought and difficult cases. Website, LucyInmanForJustice.com. LucyInmanForJustice.com.